Hello, and welcome to episode 38 of How You Say, the podcast where I teach you how to say something fun or entertaining in Polish. I'm your host, Julia Tutko-Balina. So today's lesson is another funny one, and this time having to do with zoo animals. So let's get started. Today's phrase is słoń nastąpił ci na ucho, which literally translates to elephant stepped onto you on ear. The elegant way of saying this is, did an elephant step on your ear or stomp on your ear? A lot of the translations that I found on the internet prefer the word stomp, but if you put in nastąpić to Google Translate, you'll get take place, occur, come, tread, tread on, supervene. There are multiple meanings depending on the context, so you have to know that going in. But let's not worry about that now. The English equivalent would be, you have no ear for music, or are you tone deaf? Something like that. Like, you're dealing with somebody who may be singing out of tune or doesn't have rhythm or something like that. So I heard this more than a couple times growing up. My parents would have friends over sometimes, and a lot of them would just be singing songs. And every now and then they'd have a funny moment where somebody would hit the wrong note and they'd all make fun of each other for it. It was just funny. So let me teach it to you. The first word is słoń. It means elephant. The word is in its subject form, and you'll notice that it has the eu and the ñ letters in the alphabet, but these are phonemes that we have in English, or at least English speakers definitely know, because ñ is exactly the same as it is in Spanish, and I'm sure everybody's heard ñ before. So let's not dwell too long on it. Let's repeat it together three times. Słoń. 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 Good. Okay, the next word is nastąpił. It means he, she, it stood on or stepped on. It comes from the word nastąpić. It is the third person singular. It has the on and the w letters, so make sure you remember how to say on, on. So make sure you know how to say that. Let's say the word together three times. Follow me. Accent is on the middle syllable. Nastąpił. 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 Good. Nastąpił. Good. So the next word is ci, which means to you. It's a modified version of the word you, which is ty, but this is an object form because we stood on something. So what did we stand on? We stood on an object. The object is your ear. Now remember what I told you in previous lessons, that when you see the letter I, sometimes it softens the consonant that it comes after. So C becomes ch, S becomes sh, N becomes ny, Z becomes zh, DZ becomes j. So remember that it's not C, it's chi. Let's say it together three times. Chi. 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 Okay, good. The next word is na. We've seen this in previous lessons. It means on or onto. Let's say it together three times. Na. 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 Great. And the last word is ucho, which is ear. Let's say that together three times. Accent goes on the first syllable. Ucho, ucho, ucho. Good. And remember the CH letter combination, it just sounds like H. So don't get confused and say ucho. Okay, so altogether that is słoń nastąpił ci na ucho. Let's say that slowly twice and then quickly twice. Ready? Follow me. Słoń nastąpił ci na ucho. Słoń nastąpił ci na ucho. Okay, and more quickly. Słoń nastąpił ci na ucho. Słoń nastąpił ci na ucho. Okay, good. So the next time one of your friends misses a note or can't sing or doesn't keep time to a song well, you can always tease them with this one. So I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. If you want to reach out to the show, our email address is mailbag@howyousay.fm. Our website is www.howyousay.fm, and our Twitter handle is @howyousayfm. And you can find us on YouTube, and if you can leave a review for the show, that would help us out. So as always, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. Cześć!